from listener to the adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space. From a long line of brave and well-bred noblemen, Lord Dinby ventures forth on his rocket ship, the Wanderer, in search of high adventure, low cunning, and for queen and country. Joined by his able companions, Huxley, Calculo, and Simpson, the Duke of Space faces adventure and danger at every turn. When last we left Lord Dinby and his companions, murder had struck at Lord Dinby's great aunt Agnes's estate on the planet of Worthing. Lord Dinby and Simpson have taken over the investigation into the murder. Meanwhile, Huxley and Claire, after spending some time relaxing on a nearby beach, went exploring, only to find a hidden cave at the base of a cliff. As Huxley went to get a flashlight, Claire O'Dwyer fell down into the darkness.
Claire? Miss O'Dwyer? Oh, where is she? Claire? Are you down there? Miss O'Dwyer?
Huxley, get down here. You've got to see this.
You're quite all right then?
Yes, I'm fine. I fell in a pool of water. You don't happen to have any rope with you, do you?
No self-respecting simple bottom travels very far without a rope. I have one. I'll just hurry back to our blanket and gather what I have in my basket, and I'll secure a line here for safe travel. Just a moment.
Meanwhile, Lord Dinby, the reporter, Bess Spencer, and Simpson confer together over what they have discovered in their investigations concerning the murder of a pacifist in Lord Dinby's great Aunt Agnes's home.
It seems, my lord, that the maid known as Catherine has gone missing. She has not been seen since just before the murder. I'm afraid that we may have two souls lost today.
I suppose that is possible, Simpson. But why do you suspect this Catherine is a victim instead of, say, the murderer?
The housekeeper, Miss O'Connell, has vouched rather fervently for her character, Your Grace. As well, she is reported to be a slight woman, hardly capable of such brutality.
Well, the witness to her character is something. But might I remind you of the relatively slight figure of our former female companions and their rather formidable resources in a pinch?
Former companions?
Ah, well, no disrespect intended, Miss Spencer. But fortunately, you have not been put to the test in quite the same way as your dear friend Miss Street, and I pray you never will.
Well, we'll see when the time comes. But you're right, Doris can really pack a punch.
This is an excellent point, Your Grace. Do you therefore suspect the maid of the murder?
I'm not yet certain, old fellow. A maid was seen near the scene of the crime, but there are other factors as well. A number of the members of the household report having barred dreams the last few nights with a suspicious kind of frequency.
I have been told similar things, Your Grace. The housekeeper tells me that this young woman woke with several nightmares just last night. Do you suspect the murder and the bad dreams are related? Perhaps some kind of mad interstellar god's psychic influence?
That is certainly possible, Simpson. And there is another factor which I must think on more. Thus, I would like to leave my options open. For the moment, however, it is our duty to find that maid.
So where do we start looking?
Let us tell the servants to search the grounds once more. Miss Spencer, perhaps you could help them with your keen reporter's powers of observation.
I'll be happy to help wherever I can.
The rope is as secure as I can make the line. I should be able to descend safely now. I am coming down.
Okay, Huxley. Be careful.
Of course. Down we go.
Oh, thank goodness you're down safely.
Quiet. Yes, all safe and sound. My. Well, let's have a look around here then. Well, this is quite the cavern. Oh, well, look at that. Glowing moss.
Yes, there is enough light for me to explore by. I can't wait to show you what I found.
Well, lead the way.
Come on, it's just down this way.
We will return to our adventure after the news.
This is the news of the Empire. Destruction in Devon. The German Luftwaffe attacked and destroyed several warships docked in the port of Dartmouth this past Sunday. No warning was given before the attack, and the Royal Air Force scrambled to respond to the aerial bombing that sank 3 transport ships and 2 battleships, the HMS Barham and the HMS Royal Sovereign. The port town of Dartmouth attempted to block out all lights to make the attack more difficult for the German pilots, who were finally driven off by a wing of fighter pilots, including the ace, Captain Gerald Kuhlmann. More after this message from Hufferton's Machining and Die.
Hello there, I'm Bernard Hildebrand, and I'm here to talk to you about Hufferton's Machining and Die. Whether your company is working on a large project with many custom parts or only a small select number of custom-made pieces, Hufferton's Machining and Die can offer the highest quality at a very fair price. Hufferton's Machining and Die. There's bound to be one nearby.
The man who has claimed to be the famous murderer Jack the Ripper has produced evidence for Scotland Yard. Authorities have not been clear about what exactly has been handed over by the man who claims to have killed at least 5 women in 1888, but sources within 4 Whitehall Place have expressed that the evidence appears very intriguing and warrants further investigation. And now back to our program.
Here, I saw it this way, I think.
What is it exactly?
You'll have to see it for yourself. Oh, there it is.
By gum, it appears to be some kind of pillar of light. Albeit a rather dim light, to be sure. But still, quite unnatural.
I've never seen anything like it before. I want to get a closer look now that you're here.
Carefully now, we don't know what we're looking at.
Ah, come along. It's probably something as mundane as a power conduit for the Duchess's house. Though, I've never seen one like this before, so it could be really interesting.
Well, I don't believe I've ever seen anything like it before. It looks, well, it looks quite...
Alien? Oh, is it an alien artifact, Huxley?
I can't say for certain. Let me have a closer look. Here. Oh, no, this, see, this seems familiar.
Really? I guess it's not alien technology, then.
I wouldn't say that quite so quickly. If this is what I think it is, you may have hit the nail on the head on your first go.
No. Really? No, it's really an alien artifact?
Let me just see something here. Oh, blast. Bloody communicators aren't working. Cave walls must be too thick. But I never go anywhere without this trusty contraption.
What is that?
It's just a comprehensive language device, like a dictionary of all known languages. When you were exploring forgotten temples and the like, it comes in quite handy. Now, let me just type this in.
What are you typing into it?
You see these slight variations in the light here, at the bottom. The ones that appear to be flashing very slightly.
Oh, yes. Are those letters? Is that a word blinking on and off?
I believe so. And I am seeing if they are, Oh, dear me.
What, did you find them in that wee device?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Well, what does it say?
It says, defend.
Your Grace, we have completed our search of the house, and the maid Catherine is nowhere to be found.
Oh dear. I do hope she is well.
Tell me, my good man, have all the automobiles been accounted for?
Yes, that thought had occurred to me as well, and I have made sure that every vehicle is in its place.
Well done, everyone. But we must find out where that maid is. She seems to be the key. Clearly, we are missing something important.
If only we had the Wanderer in its powerful scanner, or even Calculo in his advanced mind. They might give us a clearer picture of where the maid is.
Yes, we are at a disadvantage here. But perhaps one of us could go to our temporary ship and use its scanning rays. Surely they are up to this task.
Shall I do it, Your Grace?
No, I need you here. I will call Huxley.
Nonsense. I'll go.
You can fly, Miss Spencer.
Of course I can. And I can get those scanners working as well. I'll be in the air in 10 minutes.
10 minutes later, the small transport ship is in orbit above the Grand Duchess's country home.
Okay, everything is in place. I'm beginning the scan now.
Very good.
Blast! It looks like the scanners aren't strong enough to find individual people.
Do you mean that it cannot detect individual persons, or that it cannot identify them as the persons that they are?
The second one. Let me see. The manual says that it can't identify someone unless they're wearing a transponder, or something like that.
Excellent. That will do. Prepare the scanners, and I will contact you presently.
You got it.
Moments pass as Lord Dinby gives orders to Simpson and the other house guests. A flurry of movement follows as house guests and the servants gather together.
Everyone is in their place, Your Grace.
Excellent. Miss Spencer, are you ready?
I am.
Good. I want you to run the scanner and tell me where you see anyone in the nearby vicinity.
Okay, starting scan now.
Miss Spencer, are you there?
I'm here. The scanner caused some sort of feedback. Oh, I see what you did. I can see two groups of people in the house.
Yes. We ordered all of the servants to stand together, and then requested that all of my aunt's house guests do the same.
Yes, I see them clearly. And there she is. One other person. Oh, Or at least, one other person above ground.
Above ground?
Yes. I'm getting two others below ground. As for the one above ground, it looks like she's in a shed on the northeast of the house.
That is the tool shed.
Well then, to the tool shed.
We should go from here as quickly as possible. What is that?
That's the sound of a scanner.
That's quite right, but I... Oh.
What? Oh no. The column's gone all red. And there's that word again. And again, it's all over the column now. Huxley, shine your light there. Oh, it's some kind of robot. Oh, and there's another one, and they've all got that word on their chests.
Blast it! And I've come here without my pistol laser. Quickly, get behind me.
Why? They're all around us.
Will it be an underground tomb for Claire and Huxley? Will Lord Dinby find the missing maid? Find out as our story concludes next week on The Adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space!
The Adventures of Lord Dinby Witherspoon, Duke of Space is a Grey Wise Studios production. The show is penned and produced by JWG Wise and stars the voice reconstruction talents of Zoe Badovinic as the news reporter, Matthew Curtis as Huxley Simplebottom, Kira Fennell as Claire O'Dwyer, Finn Kilgore as Calculo, Jeff Machado as the announcer, Steve Rimpici as Simpson, and Nicole Santini as Bess Spencer, with special guest stars Amri Kadim as the butler, and Stacey Lightman as Great Aunt Agnes. You can find us on Twitter at Duke of Space and at our website, dukeofspace.com. You can also email us at dinby@dukeofspace.com.